The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
First to the couple whose illegally built home in County Meath has been demolished. They're due before the High Court this morning for contempt of court proceedings. Joining me now from there is News Talk's court correspondent Frank Graney. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
So the house has been demolished. I think many people listening will have seen the pictures over the weekend. So what's the purpose of today's hearing?
Well, today's hearing is all about the Murrays' approach to the legal proceedings surrounding the eventual demolition of their home. As you say, I think everybody has seen those quite remarkable photographs of the house, which has now been reduced to rubble. As we know, this is a long-running legal saga between Chris and Rose Murray and Meath County Council in relation to the illegal construction of their home in County Meath. The council initiated legal proceedings against the couple last month. They claimed that they had breached undertakings to leave their home. A court date in relation to contempt proceedings was then scheduled for earlier this month, but the Murrays didn't show up to that. So the judge found them in contempt, made attachment orders in relation to it. That essentially gave Gardaí the power to arrest them and bring them before the court to answer the allegation of contempt. But last week, the judge was told that Gardaí were not able to find the Murrays to execute that order. They also claimed efforts to demolish the house were being frustrated in that access to the property was being blocked by large steel containers. And at that point, the judge made an order allowing Gardaí to assist the council in terms of gaining entry to the property to allow the demolition work to get underway. Fast forward then to last Thursday afternoon during lunchtime. Demolition work was already underway that began that morning, and the court sat during lunch to hear an emergency application essentially made on behalf of the Murrays. They were represented by their solicitor, Neil McNeillis, and he asked the court to further delay the tearing down of the house, to put a stay on the contempt proceedings, to allow the couple to pursue legal avenues before the European Court of Human Rights. They have exhausted all legal avenues here in Ireland. So that is their plan. But the court refused those adjournments, refused to put a stay on proceedings. As we know, the house has since been reduced to rubble. And Judge Humphreys also refused to delay the contempt proceedings any further. So the case is due to go ahead this morning in a little over 25 minutes or so. And it all relates to the alleged contempt of court.
Okay, Frank, when I spoke to Rosemary on the programme late last week, she explained that she was not in the country at that time. She seemed to suggest that her husband was in Ireland. Do we know, are they planning to be in court this morning?
As far as I know, they are both in the country and they both intend to attend today's hearing. That wasn't clear when the court sat last Thursday afternoon. At that point, as I say, the guards couldn't find them. Their own solicitor told the judge he didn't know where they were. He was specifically asked by the judge where they were. He said he didn't know, that his communication with them was strictly by phone or email. And in terms of their non-attendance before the court, their solicitor said that they were extremely frightened by all that has happened. The fact, he said, that proceedings had seemingly taken on a criminalised dimension. He spoke about Rosemary in particular, saying that she was in remission from cancer. She was a very anxious person, he said. He said the couple had been punished enough. They'd lost everything. They'd lost their family home. He suggested that the only reason Meath County Council was pursuing these matters now was so that his clients would have to do a walk of shame in front of the media. And he said that wasn't right. He said the public opinion was on their side in relation to that. He called for calmness. He called for some time to reflect on everything that has happened, for both sides to reflect. As we know, the judge didn't grant him the time that he was looking for. The house has since come down. The criminal proceedings are due to go ahead this morning. And as I understand it, they do plan to attend, even though the judge said last Thursday that they could file affidavits, sworn legal documents to explain themselves. But I do see reports that Rose, wherever she had gone to, and I did hear on your show saying that she feared being arrested if she returned to Ireland. But I see reports that she has returned to Ireland to attend in person. And while she couldn't speak to her husband's whereabouts on your show last week, he is also expected to appear before the judge today.
OK, well, Frank, that appearance is due to happen in the next little while. So we'll keep in touch with you and we will chat again on the programme if there are any developments. That's News Talk's court correspondent Frank Graney reporting from the High Court this morning.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.